So as was talked about yesterday quite a bit, we're introducing Windows Update for Business. So WOOBY. I don't know if that's an official word. Mark, Helen's going to. But Windows Update for Business. Essentially, we create this notion called rollout rings. And a rollout ring is simply a validation group. It's a way in which you can define a set of internal users or customers as validation rings to actually make sure that that is ready to go before it goes to the next validation ring or rollout ring. So you might have a group of users in your IT department that are kind of your canary ring. Microsoft has a canary ring. You're the canary in the coal mine. Is this a good update? Is this ready to go further? And then you might have a power user ring, early adopter ring, or a business. You could maybe divide your rings across your businesses. Many people who use WSUS today do this similar function. They profile their users, and they manage this via WSUS. And that will still continue to work. What you do today will still continue to work. But this gives you a viable way in which you can remove the cost of connecting Windows 10 clients to expensive to manage infrastructure and still get some of that control and capability you need to deliver those updates specifically. So you have those rollout rings. We also have maintenance windows. I was on the bus yesterday with somebody, and he said, you know, the thing that annoys me most is I always defer my patch Tuesday reboots till as long as possible, and on Friday as I'm going home from work, the machine makes me reboot. How many of you guys have run into that? Yeah. So the idea here is that maintenance window gives you the opportunity to define when do I take that update and when do I take the reboot. We need to support peer-to-peer delivery. And when I think about peer-to-peer, that's a technology that most of you are somewhat familiar with. But think about peer-to-peer a little differently. Network optimized. I hear from enterprise all the time, I can't connect my clients to Windows Update because on Patch Tuesday, you're going to hammer my network. You're going to go bring down a bunch of updates. I have 30,000 desktops, and you're going to kill my network performance. Well, this maintenance window gives you peer-to-peer delivery, or that capability gives you the capability to manage and optimize for your network delivery. Download once, install many. The maintenance window gives you the opportunity to jitter the install time. You can also manage network throughput through your promotion through your rings, in that you can define validation groups and consumption time frames that are appropriate for your network. So you're in control, even though you're connected to the Microsoft Cloud through Windows Update for Business. And of course, integration with your existing tools like System Center. If you have to verify security for a test for your for government agencies as to the security of your network, or security of devices on your network, you actually have the ability to use your existing tool set to do that. I can use System Center to validate, verify, push group policy, and all the other things I need to do in addition to getting updates. But the actual cost of managing and delivering updates, Microsoft can do with Windows Update for Business. So one of the things we've been talking about a fair amount, since the show started throughout, is this market, and Jim talked about yesterday in his presentation, is market-driven quality. You know, external and internal. And market driven by essentially this notion of rings or promotion. So internally at Microsoft, we have engineering builds. I'm in the canary group at Microsoft. I get builds on some of my machines every day. Not every one of my machines, but a number of my machines. I get builds every day. Engineers build code, write code. It's compiled, assembled, builds put together. It's pushed out to me automatically. We then have a broad set of Microsoft internal validation. That's our IT department. We have business users across the company that on a less frequent basis than the canaries will get a new build for validation. They will do their daily work on their systems that have this new capability deployed to it, these fixes, this technology. Once that has actually been verified internally, And you know, you're talking, you know, tens of thousands of users in our internal Microsoft rings. You then go to the Windows Insider Preview branch. How many of you guys are Windows Insiders? Oh, a few. If you're not a Windows Insider, go become a Windows Insider. Windows 10 is available. Great chance to go take a look at it and see what it's about. Windows Insiders have this notion of slow and fast. two rings today, and there was a little bit of discussion yesterday about how that will continue to evolve. But a slow ring simply builds a little bit slower than the fast ring. So it goes to the fast ring first. These are customers that said, I want to see what you guys are up to sooner. I want to help verify and get that capability. We're going to give you feedback on those features. We're going to iterate, and we're going to push new builds out. Then we go to the slow ring. Slow ring are people that says, you know, I want to see what you're up to, but I want more validation before it gets there. We have several million insiders, and that population will continue to grow. And again, all throughout this process, we're validating and verifying those updates and those features for quality and readiness to go to a broader market. Then we go to the current branch. Now we're talking hundreds of millions. These are your consumer users. These are your users that are on the internet with their devices attached to Windows Update. So now we've scaled up from, you know, dozens to tens of thousands to several million. Now we're at hundreds of millions of devices that have it deployed, and they're consuming it across the current branch. And then we define it as business ready. Now it's ready for your business to consume and start putting your plan together, the current branch for business, or CBB, and I might use that both ways throughout today's presentation. The current branch for business now has rings as well. These rings are great for validating and managed internally and defined by you. As I said, in this picture graphic, you see how you simply scale up by size. It goes to a smaller population, then a slightly larger population, then a slightly larger population, till it goes to everybody. You might choose to do things in parallel. You could say, I want to have this business unit and this business unit consuming things at a specific rate. You might decide to scale up the time of day for some people. You could do it by network optimization windows or maintenance windows, depending on the particular business. But you get that flexibility to define it. We think it's pretty common, though, for most businesses to have this notion that says, I'm going to build this notion of rings in my business. And that's really what this is demonstrating. I'm going to take a small set of customers, maybe my IT department or my power users or the guy who cares the most will give us the most feedback. It might be one machine. It might be 100 machines. It might be 1,000 machines, depending on the size of your enterprise. But you're in control. Again, this can be done with WSUS and the tools you use today, just like it's always been done. But we're giving you an option to use Windows Update in a way you never could before to actually get the control you need to deliver quality while keeping your customers secure and up to date faster. So why might you choose Windows Update for business? Well, it's more secure with latest updates. When you're attached to Windows Update, delivery's up to us. We're highly reliable and highly scalable. We deliver security updates to hundreds of millions of customers. And you can be those, your devices can be a part of that body as well. You have the ability to if you choose to control the deployment of that code within the deferral window for the branch. We'll talk about that more a little bit later. But within that deferral window, you're in control. You have the capability to test, verify, validate, make sure it's ready to go to the next ring, or go to all your users for broad deployment. Optimize bandwidth for your needs. A lot of control there. And then reduce management costs. It just makes sense. There's infrastructure today you provide to deploy to replicate Windows Update in your local network. And this is one way to give you a viable reason to actually say, you know what, I don't need that infrastructure. I can connect to the Microsoft Cloud. I can connect to Windows Update and get my customers the updates and capabilities they need.